I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A brazen surge of coordinated gang violence this past week plunges Haiti into a new depth of chaos. Armed gangs led two massive prison breaks in and around Port-au-Prince over the weekend. The government declared a 72-hour state of emergency starting Sunday night, renewable in 72-hour periods. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach.
It's just baffling that things can get this bad. And there is. There's no real leadership and no infrastructure to be able to take care of getting things back under control.
CWO's national director says more than 80% of people in or around Port-au-Prince have been displaced. He's asking for prayerful financial assistance to help their staff meet the flood of requests for help coming their way. Pray for God to intervene in the nation of Haiti. And the past and present of Native Americans is marked with trauma and deep tragedy at the hands of others. Weston Francis with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says there is spiritual warfare behind the mistreatment as people have suffered.
A big part of that, I believe, was the enemy trying to get Native America to hate who Jesus really was by using people who didn't know who Jesus was.
The ministry On Eagle's Wings disciples young Native Americans to reach other young people like them who desperately need Christ, and you can support them in prayer.
Pray that young Native Americans would rise up to the calling that God has called them to be, and pray for the leaders that are spearheading this, because we are going to be held accountable and responsible for what we are doing.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.